It's Thursday, the 27th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibians headed to the polls yesterday for the 7th Regional Council and Local Authority elections, but turnout was low across much of the country. Election officials reported quiet stations and fewer voters than in previous years. Political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya reacts to the update.
I am not surprised. So there are quite a number of factors to attribute to it. And of course, the usual attributes is that people are frustrated that they vote and vote, but there's no tangible improvements in their lives. And the calibers of the candidates that the local and the regional election usually select from various political parties are not up to the way. And for this election, is that the young people did not go out and vote.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has called on Namibians to support voter education to increase turnout. ECN Chairperson Elsing Hikembwa said the commission has already deployed voter education officers in every constituency and allocated 26 million Namibia dollars for the 2025-26 budget. The Namibia Press Agency reports that challenges during the elections included rainfall, voters going to wrong polling stations, and outdated voter cards. The African Union and ECOWAS have condemned yesterday's military takeover in Guinea-Bissau. Army officials calling themselves the High Military Command for the Restoration of Order seized power and suspended the announcement of presidential election results. The AU and ECOWAS called the coup a blatant threat to democracy and the country's progress. South Africa's presidency has defended the country's sovereign democracy and dismissed what it calls unwarranted insults from foreign leaders. This follows comments by U.S. President Donald Trump, who claimed South Africa won't be invited to next year's G20 summit over its position on alleged human rights abuses against Afrikaners. President Cyril Ramaphosa's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya.
It is regrettable that despite the efforts and numerous attempts by President Ramaphosa and his administration to reset the diplomatic relationship with the United States, President Trump continues to apply punitive measures against South Africa based on misinformation and distortions about our country.
And UK Finance Minister Rachel Reeves is defending a tax hiking budget, promising it will eventually put more money in people's pockets. It included a freeze on income tax thresholds, meaning 1.7 million people will find themselves paying more tax. Opposition parties say Reeves is strangling growth. She, however, says the decisions are difficult but fair and necessary.
I do recognise that is asking working people to contribute a little bit more, but we've managed to keep that to an absolute minimum by bearing down on waste and inefficiency in public spending with further efficiency targets and concrete measures announced yesterday, why we are taxing the gambling companies a bit more.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.